friend. Why I'm always sad and still. Why my brow is always darkened like a cloud upon a hill. Rein in your pony closer, I will tell you a tale. Off you talk, or my partner, who died upon the trail. Among the rocks and the thistle, Mexico's fine land, where the cattle roam by thousands upon a herdless band. There's a grave without a headstone, without a date or name. Lie silent, sleeps my partner, in the land from which I came. Together we have rode, we've ridden side by side. I loved him as a brother, away up in Utah died. Together we have rode, though the road that burnt the brand. In dark and stormy weather, we gained the nighted stand. We were rounding up one morning when the work was almost done. When that the cattle started on a wild and maddened run. The boss's little daughter was riding by his side. Rushed in to turn the cattle, and there's where my partner died. Beneath the saddle on the pony, where the boss's daughter sat, Utah that very morning had placed a red blanket. Where the saddle might be easy to ignore his little friend, the blanket which he placed there brought my partner's life to an end. When Lenore reined in her pony to the cattle on the right, her blanket slipped from beneath her, she held a stirrup tight. There's nothing in the ranches would make the cattle fight no quicker than some red object waked up in their sight. Oh, when we saw the blanket, everyone there held the breath. Oh, should her pony fail her and save Lenore's death? When the cattle saw the blanket a-dragging on the ground, they were maddened in a moment and charged it with a bound. When Lenore, she saw the danger, she turned her pony's face and leaned from out of her saddle the blanket to replace. Lenore, she lost her balance, she fell before the tide. Lie still, Lenore, I'm coming, was a word my partner cried. About 15 yards behind her, Utah car came riding fast. Little did he dream that moment that ride would be his last. And leaned from out of his saddle, he caught the trailing road to save the boss's daughter, speed was his only hope. Such a ride upon the sinks as I never saw before. When the front gate broke from under him, he fell beside Lenore. When Lenore fell from the pony, she drug the blanket down. Lie down close beside her, where she lay up on the ground. Utah picked up the blanket, lie still again, he said. And running through the prairie, he waved it o'er his head. And when we saw him running, us boys give the cry. He saved the boss's daughter, but we knew he had to die. He had turned the maddened cattle from and over his little friend. When the cattle rushed down upon him, he turned to meet his end. And quickly from his scabbard, Utah's pistol drew. He was bound to fight while dying, like cowboys bravely do. His pistol flashed like lightning, the report came loud and clear. When the cattle rushed down upon him, he dropped the leading steer. When the cattle rushed down upon him, my partner had to fall. No more to ride the ranches, nor give the cattle call. He died upon the ranches, which seems most awful hard. But we could not make the distance in time to save our part. We rushed right in the circle where my partner had to lay. Down in the dust and wounded, his young life passed away. As I knelt down beside him, I heard him faintly say, "Lie still, Lenore, I'm coming," was his last words to say. Now his young life is ended, he's give up in this day. He's closed his eyes in silence, and his face turned deathly pale. I went to church on Sunday, I heard the preacher say, I don't think our friend Utah was lost on that great day. He's a loving, brave cowboy, he didn't care to die. I think our friend Utah has a home beyond the sky. I kind of wonder.